Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Friday here on the show. It's Fun Friday here on Wrestling Observer Live, and we got a lot to get into here today. SmackDown is tonight, and we've got matches for both tonight's show and next week's edition of SmackDown. We got Raw coming up on Monday. Full Gear is this coming Saturday night. We have a full pay-per-view and pre-show lineup. The Tailgate Brawl is going to be airing on TNT and HBO Max, so it's not a YouTube show. We'll tell you how you can watch it and what you can see. Got updates on Gold Rush, just a lot of lineups to get into, and then all of the news. AEW media partner Warner Brothers Discovery, the race to acquire them has heated up. We'll tell you about that. Tony Khan did an interview with Ariel Helwani earlier this week, and then he did a media call on Thursday. So we'll tell you some of what he said in that media call. We got kind of a WWE-AEW head-to-head battle coming up on Saturday night, which has just been announced. Wrestle Kingdom 20 updates. We got new matches for that show. That show's almost 2 months away, about a month and a half away. We got a lot of matches already for a sold-out Wrestle Kingdom for New Japan. We got some Gold Rush ratings notes, and CW is frustrated by the numbers of NXT. I can't wait to talk about that one. And, of course, if you're a fan of NXT stars failing miserably, well, you'll be pleased to know that it happened again yesterday. Hank and Tank lost the GHC tag team titles, I think about a week after they won them, maybe 2 weeks. But we'll give you all of the news here today. Lance Storm is going to join us today for Fun Friday. If you want to join us, 425-780-7566 is the phone number. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. You want a Thanksgiving cameo? I'm your man. F4WOnline. At Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with a lot more Observer Live.
When you switch to Progressive and bundle your home and auto, you could save hundreds, and that's a surprising amount of money.
Whoa, that's like farmer's market money.
That's like give me a gallon of that locally sourced raw honey money.
That's certified organic heirloom tomatoes in every imaginable color except red money.
That's let's get 2 pounds of pink oyster mushrooms money. I'm not even sure I like pink oyster mushrooms.
Guess it's time to find out, because you could save hundreds when you switch to Progressive and bundle. Then the world is your pink oyster mushroom. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Okay, the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. It's Fun Friday. We got a lot of fun stuff to talk about, right?
Do we?
I don't know. SmackDown tonight, that's going to be fun. We got the Last Time Is Now tournament first round, Penta and Finn Balor. This, of course, is the famous tournament with no brackets.
Your favorite.
Bronson Reed and Carmelo Hayes, also in a first round match. And we have DIY versus Fraxium. Raw, we're already in the quarterfinals. Gunther faces the winner of Bronson Reed and Carmelo Hayes. Solo Sikoa faces either Penta or Finn Balor. Has anyone like tried to put together brackets yet based on what we know? That's my question.
Which do you hate more? Names without brackets or brackets without names?
Well, honestly, names without brackets is actually worse, because at least when you put up brackets without names, I know you're going to put names in it eventually. We just are like, we're just doing matches here. It's just bizarre.
Well, it's the John Cena tournament. You can't see it.
You know what? I'd buy that, actually. I wish they would have just said that. It would have made things a lot easier for me.
Can't see the brackets.
You can't see the brackets. All right, we're going to get an AEW here in a moment, but first off, the race to acquire AEW media partner Warner Brothers is heating up. Hollywood Reporter claims three official bids have come in for WBD. You ready for this?
Hit me.
Paramount Skydance, NBC Universal, which of course is partnering with WWE, and Netflix, which, of course, is partnering with WWE. It is the first official salvo of many expected to come. WBD essentially put itself up for sale in October. No details of the bids were received. New York Post reported bids were submitted at noon, with deal insiders predicting a winning offer that will likely fall far short of the $30 a share David Zaslav said he wanted for the media conglomerate. Later added, WBD and Zaslav are expected to hold two, maybe three rounds of bidding, push the price up above the $23.50 that Paramount Skydance has already offered for the entire company, according to people close to the matter. Obviously, what is relevant here, Max, is the future of AEW. They are 1 year into their current WBD-TV contract. It runs through 2027. There is an option for 2028 that would see the weekly Dynamite and Collision shows on TBS, TNT, simulcast on HBO Max, and the AW content archives available on HBO Max. Deal includes AW pay-per-view at a discount for Max subscribers, etc., etc., etc. So, we don't know what's going to happen, but there's obviously a lot of stuff that could happen. If, I mean, one of the things that you have to think about here is that everything is great right now between AW and WBD. They literally created, out of nothing, a pay-per-view platform on Max for AEW. Nobody else is running live pay-per-views on Max. This was done for AEW. And obviously, you know, they're bullish if they're going to go to those lengths, okay? But if the company sells, I think a very important aspect of this is probably all of the people that Tony Khan has worked with in WBD, they probably won't be working there anymore because that's normally what happens in these situations. So if this sells, everything changes. Now, maybe the people... What was that?
Potentially.
Well, I mean, everything is going to change. How it changes, who knows? I mean, everything... The people in charge of whoever purchases it may think, hey, man, this is great. People who buy it may think, I don't know about this. You know, if one of these companies that is partnered with WWE buys it, I mean, I don't know what would happen. I just don't know.
The thing with that is, like, WWE isn't loyal and exclusive to one platform, so I don't see why a platform would feel the obligation to be loyal and exclusive to WWE.
Well, they wouldn't necessarily be, but the issue is, you know, WWE is being paid a lot of money, and will they want to pay even more money for a secondary wrestling television show? Especially with everything going on with the ratings right now. We don't know anything, but this is certainly a story. It could be good. It could be bad. Everything could end up largely the same. We don't know. But it does look like WBD is set to be sold, and the bids are coming in. So that reminds me, by the way. I do got to talk about this because it's sort of funny. So it's anyway... NXT did their Gold Rush Night 1, which I thought the show sucked. 650,000 viewers, which was up 17%. And it did a 0.11 in 18 to 49, which is up 57%. These are the best numbers for NXT since October 14th, so that's good. They went head-to-head with Dancing with the Stars, which did a 1.50. There was some college basketball and et cetera, et cetera. So, of course, you know, the number comes out and you know, a point, when you hear it did a 0.11 and it was up 57%, you're like, oh, man, that's all great. Well, that is great compared to what they did the week before, but compared to what they were doing before this big data plus panel, 0.11 sucks, okay? So the CW, count to the CW among those frustrated about the new way Nielsen is measuring TV ratings, especially when it comes to NXT. They said they have expressed to Nielsen our deep frustration with the way it has handled the process, communication, and methodology behind its big data rollout. NXT, since they switched to this new rating system, 9% down in total viewership, 27% down in 18 to 49, 29% down in 25 to 54. And these drops are all, it's the same thing with like Dynamite and Collision. So CW wrote, the sudden and substantial discrepancy in WWE NXT viewership reported by Big Data relative to long established viewing patterns is inexplicable and lacks credibility. Further, a comparison with data from all other measurement products, including others from Nielsen itself, exposes a fundamentally flawed methodology in big data. We are disappointed by Nielsen's lack of cooperation, transparency, and accountability with its network partners as we work to resolve the issues. So, yeah.
This is literally CW saying we don't like big data's star ratings.
No, we do not like big data's star ratings. Yeah, this is the CW, so, I mean, a lot of people are frustrated, you know? If you don't think Tony's frustrated, if you don't think WBD's frustrated, if you don't think, I mean, everyone's frustrated. It's affecting wrestling more than it is most other shows. There are other shows that are being affected, but, you know, it is funny because the whole reason all of this was done is because, you know, the NFL felt that they were being underrepresented. Meanwhile, they're miles above everyone else on television, but they need to be even higher. So, obviously, you know, the networks aren't happy because they're trying to sell ads.
Did some money change hands between the NFL and Nielsen, and now they're getting better ratings?
I don't know, man. But, yeah, not a great number there. So, but that takes us back to Tony Khan. He did a media call ahead of Full Gear, and we'll talk more about it after the break. But the first thing that he said, and I think that I didn't know that this was like a thing. I figured this was obvious. There's not going to be a Wrestle Dynasty this year. Wrestle Dynasty was the show that aired, took place the day after Wrestle Kingdom. So they would do the New Japan January 4th Tokyo Dome show. Then they would do a Wrestle Dynasty the next day with, you know, New Japan and AEW and CMLL stars, et cetera, et cetera. And he did say that it is not taking place this year, which I thought was kind of obvious since we're like, you'd have to have done something by now if you're thinking about trying to sell a ton of tickets to the Tokyo Dome the day after Wrestle Kingdom. So he said he doesn't think there will be another Wrestle Dynasty in all of 2026. But he said it was successful and they are open to doing it again in the future. So no Wrestle Dynasty at all next year, but perhaps again in the future. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is here. Hey, don't forget, tomorrow it's Pinnacle 2, Relentless Wrestling. It's taking place at the Northern Quest Resort and Casino. The doors open at 6 o'clock, bell at 7 o'clock. Spokane, Washington, if you're anywhere near Spokane, Washington, you should head out to this show. A lot of big names on the show, including Nick Nemeth, who just appeared as Dolph Ziggler this past Monday night on Raw. A lot of surprises as well. Says here, with a surprise visit this last weekend from Mick Foley and the returning Alley Catch, you can only imagine what type of surprise we'll have in store for the biggest show of the year. Surprise including myself and Tom! We're both going to be there for that show. It's Pinnacle 2, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, Spokane, Washington. Doors 6 o'clock, bell time 7 o'clock. Don't you dare miss it! Right, Max?
Max is excited.
He is really excited. Is he going to the show? I guess
he wants to go somewhere.
Right?
Not very far, no.
That's too bad.
But he may be traveling to the living room to give us some peace.
All right. Hey, you guys wondering where Danhausen's been? It's going to be at the Northern Quest Resort and Casino tomorrow night, November 22nd, for Relentless Pro Wrestling. All right. More from this Tony Khan gimmick that he did. Tony Khan said he would have loved to announce the Continental Classic field before Full Gear, but wants to gauge the health of everyone in the hours following the show.
Jeez.
Thought last year's tournament was better than the prior years. Very proud of the Classic, etc. Hey, the Continental Classic's great, but brother, I've mentioned this 1,000 times. What are we doing? We can't announce stuff until the show's over because we're afraid everyone's going to get badly injured. Can we just reel everybody in just a little bit? Golly. This happens regularly, by the way. Like, and the funny thing is, how often do we not announce matches for TNA because we don't know if people are going to be injured? Or AAA? Or New Japan? New Japan's got half the card for a show a month and a half away. Or Monday Night Raw or SmackDown or whatever. AEW is the only promotion where the promoter actually says, I can't announce things in advance because I need to make sure people aren't hurt.
Well, that's concerning
to me.
Well, you would think there is less than a 50% chance of people getting hurt. So if you just announce what you want, there's a greater chance that it'll be fine. And you can adjust the occasional one if someone does get hurt. But waiting because you're not sure they'll be healthy makes me feel like you think there's a greater than 50% chance these people are going to be too injured, which is scary.
Also talked about WBD. He said he wanted to be careful how he answered, given it's talking about people's jobs. They have continued to grow and integrate into WBD. They're in an advantageous position. He's very optimistic about where they will be going in the future. Tony's always very optimistic, for the most part. He confirmed there will be another Blood and Guts women's match someday. First one knocked it out of the park. Said Warner Brothers was so happy with it. The fans enjoyed it. He was relieved there were not more injuries coming out of it. Also put over the effort and relief. And no serious injuries in the men's match as well. That's at least good. So, he was asked about why he has so many belts in AEW and Ring of Honor. And he did not directly answer the question, but alluded to the changes that have taken place since he started AEW, which includes Collision, more pay-per-views, and buying a Ring of Honor. Okay.
He likes belts, just admit it.
He does like belts, we know that. Which, by the way, he said, regarding the new AEW National Championship, he says the champion will probably defend the title in other promotions, domestic and international, including Ring of Honor. Didn't we have an international title for this very purpose?
We still do. Or they still do.
They unified it. So yes, it's not it used exists. In that manner at all. Reiterated one of the biggest regrets is not having the Briscoes on AEW TV. Said he did the best he could. He still thinks about it every day. And said DC Comics, the most significant sponsor that AEW has ever had. So there you go. All right. The pay-per-view is Saturday. We're going to go over that, and then we'll tell you what's going head-to-head, sort of. So Full Gear, which is, in fact, head-to-head with the show I'll be at. Adam Page defends against Samoa Joe in a steel cage match. AEW title on the line. Chris Statlander versus Mercedes Moné. AEW Women's World title. Brody King and Bandido against FTR for the tag team titles. Kyle Fletcher versus Mark Briscoe. No disqualification for the TNT title. The Casino Gauntlet match to crown the first ever AEW national champion. The $1 million trios match. Kenny Omega, Jack Perry, and Luchasaurus versus the Young Bucks and Josh Alexander. Apparently somebody on Reddit added it all up, and Tony's given away about $6 million in these matches over the last few months. A lot of money, brother.
I think you can afford it.
John Moxley and Kyle O'Reilly, no holds barred. Pac versus Darby Allin. And the four-way tag team match, Tony Storm and Mina, Megan Bain and Marina, Willow and Harley, Julia Hart and Sky Blue. Winning team gets to pick a stipulation for their semifinal match in the women's tag team championship tournament. Got it?
Got it.
All right. And then we've got a pre-show. This is the Full Gear Tailgate Brawl on TNT and HBO Max before the show, not YouTube. We have got Mystico, Mosco Dorada, and Neon versus Okada, Hechicero, and Takeshita. We got a $200,000 four-way. Max Caster, Anthony Bowens versus Juice Robinson and Austin Gunn versus Big Bill and Brian Keith versus Turbo Floyd and Truth Magnum. I think maybe Tony heard all that criticism about, what about a million? And so he decided to put $1 million on the line. $1.2 million here on this show. Big Boom AJ and QT Marshall against Rocky Romero and Trent Beretta. And Eddie Kingston and Hook have an open challenge, which somebody claimed there was a team announced. But that wouldn't be much of an open challenge now, would it? So going head-to-head is, in fact, at least for a period, going to be the Lucha Libre AAA show streaming from Mexico City on the YouTube, WWE's YouTube channel. It will be streaming for free. There are a bunch of WWE main roster and NXT wrestlers on the show. It's going to start Saturday night at 10:15 Eastern. So this will go head-to-head with probably the last, I'd say, 45 minutes or so of the Full Gear show. And most of Full Gear will be unopposed, but this starts kind of near the end. And the lineup has Dominic Mysterio and El Grande Americano versus Dragon Lee and El Hijo de del Vikingo. So Dragon Lee and Vikingo are babyfaces. Dominic and El Grande are heels. But the fans see Dominic and El Grande as super babyfaces, and they particularly hate El Grande del Vikingo, and they will hate Dragon Lee for teaming with him.
It's not El Grande.
Or El Hijo del Vikingo. They were right on top of each other. He might be El Grande. I don't know. And then we've got the mixed tag team titles. Chelsea Green and Ethan versus Lola Vice and Mr. Iguana. Could have sworn we just saw that match. La Parca versus Galeno del Mall. We have El Macias, Forastero, Mecha Wolf, and Sansón versus Psycho Clown, Pagano, Dave the Clown, and Murder Clown. Murder Clown has made it to a AAA show streaming on WWE's YouTube channel.
Murder Clown seems more dangerous than Dave Clown.
Oh, you haven't seen Dave the Clown, brother.
True.
Then we've got Octagon Jr., Javon Evans, and Axiom in a number one contender for the AAA Cruiserweight title. And Natty and Fabi Apache versus Flammer and La Hiedra. So that is the lineup for the show that half goes head-to-head with AEW. All right. Actually, got a bunch of new matches here. They've added more matches to the Tokyo Dome. Tokyo Dome, of course, is
January 4th.
They've sold out everything that was on sale. Now they're opening up the outfield. So this is going to be the most attended Wrestle Kingdom in like years and years and years and years and years. All because of the Tanahashi retirement. And listen, guys, I don't want to hear any arguments. Tanahashi needs to go on last. That's it. I mean, the guy sold the place out and more. He should be going on last. New Japan has confirmed never openweight six-man tag champs Yo, Master Wato, and Toru Yano will defend their titles. And are you ready for this? A multi-team Ranbo, which, of course, is the tornado match. No tags. Eliminations can occur via pinfall submission or being thrown over the top. Once one member of the team is out, the whole team is out. So if me, you, and Tom were in the Ranbo and you get thrown over the top rope, all of us are eliminated. Terrible.
I like how it's me that gets eliminated, the three of us.
Well, you're the tallest, so you're the easiest to get over the top rope.
Ah.
Never open weight six-man tag champs were created at Wrestle Kingdom 10. 10th anniversary being marked in this first time ever Team Ranbo. In the match, an as yet unknown number of teams, this is from New Japan, will make their entrances at 1 minute intervals. Tornado rules mean no tags. When one team member is pinned, submitted, or thrown over the top, the entire team is eliminated. The last trio standing, the never six-man champions. Who will be victorious in this new twist on the Ranbo? God, this Ranbo. Whatever. So that'll be fun. That's been added to the Tokyo Dome. And we'll go over the Tokyo Dome lineup after the break and take your feedback. So if you would like to message us here today, very easy to do so. Just text me at 425-780-7566. Or you can email me at 4wonline@gmail.com. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice. So many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat. Grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215. Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Blue
Some people think nature is like this, but actually, it's like this. Mother Nature's not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm joining us here today. Getting word that Sheamus appears to have a shoulder injury and may be off the show tonight. That's what it's looking like.
That stinks.
So yeah, that's not good.
That's a tournament match, yes. I'm
trying to think when his last match was. Tonight would be... Actually, I don't know what the match would be tonight. It's Penta, Finn Balor, and Bronson and Carmelo. So, not sure what he was scheduled to do tonight. Maybe they announced something for SmackDown I was unaware of. Which happens. Often things happen that I'm unaware of. SmackDown is taping two episodes today. NXT and SmackDown are getting next week off for the holiday. So, double taping tonight. So, I guess his last match was Monday in that Cena match. Which, I don't know how in the world he got hurt in that match.
Oh, the six-man.
Also could have just got hurt lifting, which happens regularly.
A lot.
When we know more, we will let everybody know. Hank and Tank. You know, I was thinking about this CW statement. They're all angry about these numbers. Who was complaining about it? I want to get the guy's name. I want to send him a special message. just a spokesperson. Doesn't say who. Just some rando spokesperson. Well, brother, I recommend you watch NXT, and then maybe you'll have a little more understanding of these numbers. Obviously, big data and panels part of it, but, you know, show sucks lately. It's been on a string of sucking for weeks now. I think they had like one good show in the middle of it, but, I mean, I'm barely hanging on as a viewer. I'm hanging on because it's my job. Like, this past week's show, I was done with this thing. I was done. I needed a break, but I don't get it. So anyway, speaking of pain and failure among those in NXT, Hank and Tank have already lost the GHC Tag Team titles. They won the belts on November 8th, and 13 days later, they have lost them to Masa, Kitamiya, and Takashi Sugiura. So, they were the ones, by the way, that lost the belts to Hank and Tank. They have since won them back.
So they won the belts at the start of the tour, and they dropped them back before they left.
Yeah. Hey, at least they got a run, you know? At least they got some experience, which is actually all I've been asking for. So
quit your complaining.
Now they can come back and beat up some people in TNA. These TNA jobbers.
Damn.
Brother, listen, I know you don't have anything to do with anything, but I got the lineup for, I mean, you're an agent and everything, but like you're not booking. But I got the lineup for the next TNA show. Final Resolution is coming December 5th, okay?
In El Paso.
And I'm looking at this lineup here, and listen, I know there's a method to their madness. I don't know what it is, nor do I necessarily agree, nor do their fans. But I'm looking at this lineup, and Mike Santana is like, he's listed at the bottom of this lineup. It's like, the lineup that we got has Frankie Kazarian versus JDC for the TNA World title.
In JDC's final match.
We've got a match with, well, I can't really go into it because it would be spoilers, but there's going to be a TNA Knockouts match. Then we've got Matt and Jeff Hardy against Tyson and Tyreek. That's a tag team title match. We have Leon Slater against AJ Francis. That's an X Division championship match. We have Steve Macklin versus Stax, Channing Stax Lorenzo, for the international title. And then down here at the bottom, Mike Santana versus Charlie Dempsey. My good Lord. This guy was
Dempsey
a champion.
Dempsey is the one that pilmanized his arm.
I know, but like, come on. I don't know, man. Street Fight, Matt Cardona, and Mance Warner. So, that's a TNA Final Resolution lineup. You know, people are really mad about this Mike Santana thing, don't you?
No, there's a few people, yep.
Yeah, they're angry. They're really angry. But, hey, what can you do, Lance? Nothing?
I can listen to it.
Yeah. The point is you can't do anything about it, so don't feel bad. Know what I'm saying? Got Ring of Honor has added some matches for Final Battle. Athena will defend against Persephone. Okay. And Shane Taylor Promotions will defend against Skyflight. This is December 5th, Columbus, Ohio, part of GalaxyCon. I cannot say I'm enamored with the current lineup here either. So, there you go.
You're just an unhappy curmudgeon lately.
Not really. It's like everyone else's fault.
You just hate every show you watch.
It's everybody else's fault. Lance, wrestling isn't that hard. You know what I'm saying? And all I do, I feel like sometimes when I'm watching, like back when I used to watch WCW at the end or, you know, TNA in the Asylum, it was like, dude, it's not that hard. Like, why are we, and it was usually it was Russo, by the way. It's like, why do you have to make everything so difficult? And I watch these shows now and I'm like, why are you making this so difficult? Why does everyone have to be a loser and a failure in your strange attempt to get them over? Do you know how they used to get people over back in the day, Lance? They'd win. Right?
In a lot of cases,
am I missing something about this getting over thing? Golly. Can you imagine if Hulk Hogan would have come from the AWA in 1984 and, like, Iron Sheik beat him? And then, like, he had to get beaten by everybody so that you'd feel really bad for the guy and really want him to win? Jeez. All right, let's see what we got in the mailbag. Guys sent any messages, or do I have to make stuff up? I've actually never made one up, even though people like to. All right, here. What? Oh, God. This person says, I got to apologize, Brian. I've complained here before because I felt like you were blindly defending Tony Khan's booking or being too gentle with your critiques. I could not understand why. Now that I've seen the video where TK calls Dave during a show, I realize you were actually just defending Dave's booking, which is perfectly understandishable. Guys, Dave, I've said this 1,000 times. First off, you know what Tony Khan actually does is he actually does talk to reporters. I've talked to Tony Khan. Dave has talked to Tony Khan. Like, I've talked to other promoters. I won't mention any names. But the point of this is, like, Tony Khan, you can call him and ask him a question, and sometimes he'll answer. Many times he won't, but sometimes he will. I don't know why this is a big story. Shouldn't your job as a wrestling reporter be to try to get news from the different people in the business of professional wrestling? Isn't that like the thing? Now, let me tell you another thing about Tony Khan, because I've had long conversations in the past with Tony Khan. You are not going to book his show. You are not going to change his mind. I don't know how many times I have to explain this to people. People like to think that Dave can talk to Tony Khan and say, you know what, here's what I think you should do at Full Gear. Here's how I think you should book all these matches. Here's what I think all the finishes should be. Hey, listen, Dave can do that until he's blue in his... You know what Tony's going to do? He's going to do what he wants to do. Do you guys watch the show? Have you watched AEW for the past 5 years? Have you seen anything over the past 5 years where you've seen like a drastic change in the way that the shows are booked? No. They're booked the same way they've been for 5 years. That's why myself and Dave and other people can look at the lineup for a show and say, this is what's going to happen in all of these matches and like predict every single match on the show. It's not because Dave or myself or whoever's, it's because we know how Tony books, because that's how he books. Forget Dave. I've told this story too. You know me. Incredible wrestling brains they have working in AEW. You know how many incredible wrestling brains they have?
Bunch of people.
You can go from like everybody. Jim Ross has been in this business for 50 years or whatever. There's, you know, you had Chris Jericho. You've got Jon Moxley. I mean, the Young Bucks.
Yeah, Chris Hero.
CM Punk when he was there. Chris Hero. You have all of these brilliant wrestling minds, okay? Do you know how many times various brilliant wrestling minds have gone to Tony and said, no, what are we doing? We can't. And he'll listen, and he'll listen, and they'll be in there for hours, and then they will leave, and he will do whatever it was he wanted to do. I have no idea why this is a story, but it is. I don't think people understand wrestling and wrestling reporting.
But they're upset because Dave talked to Tony Khan. It's like he talked openly that he used to talk to Vince, and he talked to Eric, and
to everybody.
That's his job.
Yes, your job is to actually talk to these people. Sometimes they won't answer. Oftentimes they won't answer, but sometimes they will. That's the job. This person here says, oh God, this person's Mad Guns Monster is his handle. He's very upset about Mike Santana. Abomination, he says. Put the belt back on him. Well, you know.
Maybe they will.
They're getting heat. Know that much. That's like a thing in wrestling. It's people like to get heat. Know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This person here says, Roman from Brooklyn, do you think WWE could bring back Vince in Saudi Arabia or somewhere where they will get a positive live reaction? Haven't heard anything new in the Janelle Grant case in some time. Haven't heard anything new either.
But also why? Like what? Like throw the controversy away. What positive does 80-year-old Vince McMahon bring?
Well, I don't think he brings any positive whatsoever.
I agree.
I do think that there is at least a decent chance that he's going to be at John Cena's final match. It's been talked about a lot. Trump and Vince McMahon, both at John Cena's final match in Washington, D.C.
Do you think he will be acknowledged on camera?
I don't know, man. They acknowledged Stephanie on camera on that last show.
Stephanie's a different ballgame.
I mean, she is, but like, it's like, I don't know, man. I don't know if they would or not. Because like, if he's in the building, everybody's going to see him. There's going to be millions of videos. It's like it's not like something you can hide. So I don't know what they're going to do. I don't have the answer. If he even shows up, I don't know. Let's see here. Maybe MVP was perpetuating the MVP legit hate speedball narrative. Well, if that's what he's doing, he did a good job. Say that much. All right, this person says Sol Ruk is going to be a very good heel. She's going to be very believable as a bad guy that thinks, in fact, that she is the best. Tatum is better than she's even getting credit for. She's always working. Never think of her as a performer, only as a wrestler trying to win the match. That's not a skill everyone has. That's one of the reasons I thought that finish sucked so badly on Tuesday. She is, I mean, she's been in this 3 years now. Wasn't even a wrestler. She was a power lifter of all things. She got signed. She trained at the Performance Center. And, I mean, she's miles beyond where she should be right now. And she has the one thing that even the real good wrestlers in there don't really have. I mean, some of them do, obviously, like the real experienced ones. But she connects with the crowd, unlike almost anybody. And she won that title. End of the reign of JC Jane. And when it was over, it was like, okay, we got a new face. Everybody loves her. She's great. Great baby face. JC, she can move up to the main roster now. She's been here for freaking years. And instead, what do? Take the title off her immediately. Turn on her. Put the title back on JC.
Short title reigns are in, brother.
I guess so, man. I was just like, God, could you have had just one happy ending on the show for these poor people? And then everybody, I can't even talk about it. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track.
Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. Don't forget, tomorrow in Spokane, Washington, if you're in the area, you want to see some awesome live wrestling, Relentless Wrestling is running at the Northern Quest Resort and Casino. Bell time, 7 o'clock p.m. And a lot of big names on the show. Filthy Tom and I are going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. And as a result, I will not be watching the AEW pay-per-view until Sunday. So Dave and Garrett are going to do the Saturday night recap of the AEW Full Gear show. Vinny and I will be up on Sunday. We're going to watch the show Sunday and recap it on Sunday. If you're one of my subscribers on X, a.k.a. Twitter subscribers, I'm going to do a travelogue, me and Tom,
woo-hoo,
for the show tomorrow. So you should sign up for that. That's going to be a lot of fun. That's for X subscribers, Twitter subscribers. And a lot of other fun stuff coming up as well. So so check it out. Had a lot of great shows this week. Raven on After Dark. A lot of Observer Live shows. Brian and Vinny with Granny's birthday gift opening 20 years ago in TNA. Hour and a half on AEW and NXT last night, which, man, I had a lot to get off my chest yesterday.
Raven was great on After Dark.
He sure was. He wants to do more, too. So we're gonna come up with some topics so we can actually focus on particular things. So hopefully we'll get him back on soon as well. But a lot of great stuff for subscribers. WrestlingObserver.com, video.f4wonline.com, twitch.tv/apple, f4wonline.com/apple, f4wonline.com/Spotify. And you can also subscribe on Twitch with your Amazon Prime. Is that everything? Did we get it all? Have a fun Friday, everybody, and a fun weekend. And Lance and I, Tom and I, will all be back next week with more. So we'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.